855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm as we kick off yet another week of fun here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
All right, so 855 450 free is the toll free number. There's just so much to talk about tonight. Daryl, you brought to the table a few different interesting things this evening, and it is Constitution Day, apparently.
Yes, that glorious day in which we remember the great document that has allowed this tyrannical government to exist.
Well, was it Lysander Spooner who said that it has either authorized the tyranny we face or has been powerless to prevent it?
Yes, either way, it is unfit to exist.
You know, I used to be a real fan of the Constitution. I believed if we followed it, that we would have a lot better nation.
By we, you mean the government? Because it's not actually a set of rules for you.
You're right. But I actually did believe it was for all of us.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Like, you know, somehow the signatures of, I don't know, 40-something dead guys bound
56,
me,
I believe.
Whatever it is, to this document. And I got it, and I think it was... You know, it's a pretty good poke at governance. It was a huge leap forward in 1789 from, well, at the very least, most of the other countries around the world. And maybe the Articles of Confederation, maybe not. Just depends on where you come down on that particular issue. I think the way that it was snuck through was kind of not exactly what people were expecting. Yeah.
Patrick Henry, who famously said, "Give me liberty or give me death," was asked to be a delegate to the Constitutional Convention and said, "I will not go. I smell a rat."
Yeah, well, I guess, some people probably had the best of intentions. Of course, those usually are the
Hamiltonians who wanted to
create
a very strong central government.
Well, compared to
everybody
the time,
thinks they have the best of intentions. The Hamiltonians, I'm sure, thought that, and Jefferson and his guys, probably thought the same thing. Yeah, they gave it a good shot. It has lasted for a long time. I guess they deserve credit for making a government last longer than other governments, but that's kind of reaching. It's become the most intrusive, most oppressive worldwide police state government that exists
today. Maybe the United States of America should have been more like Britain, because the British Constitution is not written down.
Neither is New Zealand. I didn't know the British had one.
It's an unwritten constitution made up of the Magna Carta and a bunch of other common law stuff and then court precedents. And
well, they're about as bad over there as the U.S. government is here. They're just smaller. There's not as many of them.
Right, and it's lasted so long because they don't have this pesky constitution that tells them what they can and can't do.
You said it was the most oppressive, government the world
worldwide.
I don't know that I think
that's probably not true on a small basis. Like, if you're just comparing countries, then that's not true. What I meant was
the quantity of people.
So if you look at the freedom ratings for the different countries, the United States is still in the top 20 in most of them. But what I mean is worldwide, it is oppressive to the entire world. It is the most oppressive on a quantified basis. I don't know what word I'm looking for here, but is it as oppressive as North Korea within its own borders? No. Worldwide, though, there is no other government that is oppressing
more people. No other government oppresses as many people as the United States government does.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Looking at those numbers.
China comes in a close second because they already have 1.2 billion within their own borders.
True. We could modify that even further by saying it is the most it oppresses more people outside of its own borders than any other government anywhere. And then it would probably lead far and above. I mean, China's not really rolling out its tanks to too many places.
It's difficult to sort of quantify the way that the United States, oppresses many countries. Most Americans don't know that, the United States is threatening with arrest Swiss bankers or,
good point. It doesn't always mean a tank, right?
The foreign policy of the United States requires South American countries to be very, picky about who can come in their borders and who can't.
How about, sanctions on countries preventing people from doing any business whatsoever or sending any kind of goods?
Yes, it's really tough on the Iranian people, who really have very little to do with their government, but you know, they get all these sanctions put on them.
You can't even fly to Cuba from the United States.
Nope.
So those are all examples.
You can't even go to Cuba without getting special permission from the U.S. government, and then...
You mean even if you were to go to Canada first or something like that, or go to another country first and then fly to Cuba?
Well, if you do that, then the U.S. government, I believe, could somehow charge you with violating some sort of, you know, non...
How would they know you went?
Well, some celebrities went recently and got their pictures taken there and got in all kinds of trouble over it.
Did they?
Let me look it up.
That's interesting.
I don't know. You know, do some sort of give us the flight records of everybody named so and so that flew out of anywhere in the world. You know, that stuff is documented, so it would be very easy for the U.S. government to find that information.
It was Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I used to be one of those Constitution guys, too, and then the Lysander Spooner essay, No Treason, was very, very eye-opening about the Constitution. And, you know, a lot of people have a warm spot in their heart for this thing, this old document. There are some principles in it that are fairly decent and, you know, worth enshrining to some extent. You know, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, right to bear arms. I mean, all these things are very, very good things.
It seems like if you can get back to the Constitution, that you could move forward into some kind of new superior technology as far as
unless you're
governance
black man,
goes.
Right, because they were three-fifths of a man. If you were to go back to the Constitution,
sure,
that probably would not be very good.
You might as... I mean, that's better than the natives were counted zero.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't
they
know,
were back also to the not taxed.
That's one of the problems with
I
the,
would rather neither not be neither taxed. Slaves. Not counted.
One the of the slaves weren't taxed either, my friend.
The problem with the Constitution is that it doesn't treat all men and women as equal. So that's why people who talk about we need to go back to the Constitution can come off sounding callous towards people, maybe without intending it.
Sure.
You know, when they're saying those things, they're not talking usually about going back to slavery, but that is what essentially it would entail.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned some of the principles enshrined in the Constitution that you like, such as freedom of the press, freedom of religion, the right to bear arms. Those things were not in the original Constitution. Those are
That's
in the First Amendment that were added after the ratification of the Constitution, because some of the people, such as Thomas Jefferson and I forget some of the others that were very strong on his side, said, hey, wait a second. You know, if we don't put something in here saying that the government will not, or the feds will not, violate these rights that are already inherent, then who's to say that they won't do these things? And the supporters of the Constitution that didn't want it modified at the time said, nobody's going to ever try to take these rights away.
Wow.
You don't have to list them in here because we already know that you have them.
Let's go to the phones. You can share your thoughts, this issue, or whatever's on your mind. David's in South Texas listening via LRN.FM. Hello, David.
Hey, guys.
David, what's on your mind tonight?
I talked to Mark earlier about this, and it's about spanking. And do I understand correctly that Mark doesn't believe that spanking is a violation of the non-aggression principle?
Well, I think that the non-aggression... Here, let me clarify just a little bit. I think the non-aggression principle really sort of... It doesn't affect family relationships, and it's really intended for sort of adults, because I don't think that one can apply the non-aggression principle to the parent-child relationship. And I'll give you an example. My son didn't like getting his diaper changed when he was little, and... He just had things to do that would probably get him dropped off of a counter, but regardless, he had things to do. And I'd have to hold him down bodily while he hollered to change his diaper. And that's an initiation of force. It certainly looked like a wrestling match to me, and since we have a relationship where force is necessary, I don't think that the NAP can really apply there.
David, stand by. You're talking about the non-aggression principle. We'll come back here in moments. We'll discuss spanking, aggression, etc. Free Talk Live.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block. a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-5947. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-5947. That's 1-800-514-5947. Call 1-800-514-5947.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You may join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away. You can actually control the content, too. So when you see a news article or YouTube video, blog post, whatever you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show, when you see something you want to share, you just share it at freetalklive.com, submit it as show prep. It appears on the site and then is subject to your votes. You vote things up if you like them and down if you don't like, and go to freetalklive.com to do it. We sure do appreciate it. That's freetalklive.com.
We're in the middle of a spanking conversation here, so I thought I'd pull up School Sucks Project, my live read for them. It's a podcast about real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. In it, they discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, parenting techniques that don't involve spanking, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go check out SchoolSucksProject.com in order to, you know, hear another side that you don't generally in the area of educating people and children.
Good show, SchoolSucksProject.com. We go back to David listening in South Texas to LRN.FM. Now, David, you had inquired of Mark as to his opinion about spanking, as to whether or not he considered it aggression. You ended up, Mark, answering kind of a question about generally dealing with children and how, you know, if you wanted to change Jack. Jack didn't, your son, you know, you wanted to change his diaper, but he didn't want to be changed, so you would have had to have held him down. And
no, I did hold him down.
Right.
Like on multiple occasions.
You had to help hold him down and then, you know, force change his diaper. I don't, did you really get to the answer about the spanking?
Well, if what we would call, you know, this is kidnapping, or at the very least, it's false imprisonment. If you go up and you hold somebody in place because of whatever your good reason is, then that's false imprisonment. And that's the felony charge that goes along with it. In some cases, it can be a misdemeanor depending on the situation. But regardless, you know, that's the situation. So if you're living in a relationship where force is a necessity, I don't think that the non-aggression principle applies to that relationship.
David, your thoughts?
There's a bit of a difference because Jack does not, or maybe he can now, but, you know, at that point, he was not able to change his own diaper, correct?
Of course he wasn't.
Right. And so if you didn't change his diaper, you know, he'd get all nasty down there, and, you know, that has all sort of adverse consequences that...
No, he could. I could let him run around without a diaper at all, and then he would just mess up the house, and I'd have to clean up after him.
Right. Well, that's unacceptable also, but that's a bit different than holding the child down in order to, you know, remove the poop from the bottom is a bit different than hitting the child on the rear in order to instill fear in them to change their behavior.
I totally agree with that.
Well, yeah, Ian's an anti-spanker. And it's not that I have never spanked Jack, and I'm not for spanking, but I'm not of the... I think that we make the best case for not spanking by not going overboard and not saying things that we can't prove. And one thing that generally puts me askance with the non-spankers is that I say that the science against spanking is really muddy. That, that, you know... Look, you can't claim that spanking turns kids into raving maniacs in their adulthood.
There's some good evidence that spanking is real bad for kids. Look, I think that you brought up, Mark, an interesting discussion. Not that spanking's uninteresting, but I think it's interesting to ask the question, the non-aggression principle. A lot of liberty-minded people are big-time adherents to this idea, like they worship the non-aggression principle almost. And it's not a perfect principle, is it? I mean, it's as you point out here, there's a certain point at which it applies, in your opinion, and at what point is that?
Well, at the point that the person who's applying it says that it's good for you. And this is what the statists say. They say, in imprisonment when you do drugs is good for you. So therefore, when I can say that the non-aggression principle doesn't apply as long as it's good for the person to whom I am applying it, I simply become a statist.
Now, let me ask this question, and Mark, you can answer it, or David, you can answer it as well. If you see someone standing in the middle of the street and a vehicle that does not have a driver begins rolling down the street, and the person standing in the street doesn't see the vehicle coming, would you run into the street and knock them out of the street to prevent them from being hit by a car?
I'd do whatever it took to save them in that circumstance. However, what that says is that after the event, that person would be likely happy that they were, you know, tackled by me. And I've seen lots of people be happy that they got spanked. I mean, you know, call in right now at 855-453 if you were thrilled with being spanked. And people will do it.
Well, David, your thoughts?
Well, that's easily debunked with, you know, it's Stockholm Syndrome. It's, you know, if you do it enough times...
Now it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, they won't...
Sorry, man!
You know, they won't realize that it's bad.
Okay.
And, you know, say, oh, fuck it, you know. I mean, you can't say, you know, we grew up, I turned out all right. Because you know, you don't know what would have happened if they hadn't done that, if they had reasoned with you.
I don't know what would happen with the dude in the middle of the street if I hadn't have tackled him with the car either, the car coming at him either.
No, that's a bit different because you know physics says that the car is most likely to go down the street, and if he doesn't, you know, it looks like he doesn't see the car, you know. I mean, I guess, you know...
There's no example where spanking a child is going to save its life.
Well,
David, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it.
So let me give my statement on it and see how people go for this one. I believe that spanking is a form of punishment that has potential ramifications, especially if abused into the child's future. But we don't know what those ramifications are. That time out has been shown to be as effective in the short term and more effective in the long term in modifying behavior. So why wouldn't we use a behavior modification tool like time out, which has been shown to be more effective than spanking, which has been shown to be less effective and, frankly, is culturally going out of fashion.
Well, just so you don't get confused, Ian, I wasn't trying to say that spanking will save someone's life.
No, I know you weren't.
The point that I was trying to make is there are situations in which one will initiate force to stop someone else from getting harmed.
I know. I wasn't saying you were saying that. It sounded to me like Mark was trying to liken those two things together, and they're not at all related in any way, shape, or form. The other thing with spanking...
I think it's all perception.
As you pointed out, there are better ways, more humane ways to punish a child. And you touched on one of those. Is that what you use with Jack as timeout?
Now and then, we don't really have to do it very often. Mm-hmm. The threat of timeout does loom.
Yeah.
But I think that really what twists kids' heads that get spanked on a regular basis, some kids get spanked daily or multiple times per day. And I think, to me, that sounds like abuse. But some kids get spanked once in their lifetime, and I do not conflate those two pieces of information. I think it's ridiculous to do that.
How many parents who spank only spank once, though? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How many parents spank, you know, 1 to 5 times in the lifetime of their child? How many parents spank up to X, you know, 25 times? How many parents spank?
I was only spanked once as a child.
I was spanked once until my parents, I think, realized that spanking was a bad idea. I don't know where they learned that from, but I sure am glad they did. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
there and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site. We've got archives, a whole bunch of them. They go all the way back to late 2006. You may download as many as you like. Just go to freetalklive.com. The Free State Project, it's getting close to 75%. Not quite. We're almost there, though, to 75% of the goal of 20,000 liberty-loving people, like the three of us on the show here tonight, who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty. Because we realized, and I can't speak for everyone in the Free State Project, but I'm sure this speaks for a lot of them. We've realized that liberty activism, while great, doesn't do very much if you don't have very many activists in the area.
Yes.
So the solution is to get those activists into the same place. Was actually at the Social Sundays yesterday here in Keene, New Hampshire. It is our weekly social meeting that we have. It's been going on for years, probably one of the oldest liberty meetups in New Hampshire, across New Hampshire. It's been very regular. And it's a great place for new people to come and meet people. So, you know, if you're visiting New Hampshire, Social Sundays is an ideal place to go if you're going to be in Keene. And there was a couple folks there visiting, actually, from Ohio Cop Block. They had come up, and, of course, I asked them, you know, how's Ohio Cop Block? And they basically said that it's them and a couple of their friends. So there really isn't that much to, at least in their town, there really isn't that much to do because there aren't enough people to go out and do it. And they were very excited. I mean, they were sitting at this social meeting where there were
two dozen people.
More than two dozen. I counted 26 at one point. More than two dozen people came out just to hang out on a Sunday evening. And so they were very excited about, you know, being around people who actually care about liberty and who not only care about it, but are willing to actually do something. So, you know, I did point out, look, we're still early on in this thing. We're just getting started. This is the early mover phase. The Free State Project doesn't kick into gear until they reach 20,000 signers. And then
currently at 14,815.
That's excellent.
74%.
Over 74%. You're right about that. So I'm excited about it. That's why I moved here 7 years ago for the Free State Project, and you can do the same thing. You don't have to wait until 20,000. You can sign up and move soon. And the sooner you can get here, the more active we can all be, and hopefully the more successful over time. But this thing is going to take time. It's no easy task. FreeStateProject.org if you're up to the challenge. Again, FreeStateProject.org. Let's talk more about spanking in a little bit here because I've got some information to share. But first, let's go to the pizza guy on the line in Fargo, North Dakota. Hello, pizza guy.
Real simple question. Is morality something which we discover or something which we choose? As in, that is to say, is what morality is.
Well, I think that I think it's just something we discover, certainly. But I think it's getting discovered all the time by people. It's like digging little nuggets out of the earth to figure out what morality is. And then at that point, once that morality is sort of codified and processed by humanity, then it's chosen as far as people adhering to it. After that,
would you agree to that, Ian?
I would say you would have to discover it in order to choose it, right? So, like, if you haven't discovered what hurts, you want to discover what hurts, and then you might discover the idea that you probably don't want to hurt, so you don't want to hurt other people because you wouldn't want them to do that to you, then you would hopefully choose to not hurt other people at that point. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess I'm framing it more as in, is it something like you get to choose from a more aesthetic point of view, like what you would like for right and wrong to be, or is right and wrong a concept which exists outside of yourself, independent of yourself, something that you have to discover and would therefore, I suppose, be universal in that way?
I think a lot of people want to be able to choose what is right and wrong for themselves, but don't want to say that this is universally right or this is universally wrong. But I do think that morality is universal, and people pick and choose what parts of morality they want to adhere to.
Yeah, people will point out that other societies have had different moralities throughout the ages, and I think that that's only the process of discovering what morality is. They're just wrong. For instance, I was taught, the Ten Commandments were at one point a moral code. You weren't supposed to do any work on Sundays. Is it immoral not to work on Sunday?
Or actually, you weren't to work on the Sabbath, whatever, which is actually Saturday in Hebrew.
I can tell you in the Christianity I was taught it was Sunday.
I know that's what you were taught.
Fine. They got it wrong. They got their Savior's name wrong, too.
The Christian churches get a lot of things wrong.
Fine. Don't care. Working, as far as I'm concerned, working on a particular day of the week is not immoral. It's just somebody's understanding of what was supposed to be the right thing at a given time, and they were wrong.
I like what Mark says about how we're constantly discovering what morality is, applying these new ideas to our existing lives and maybe changing our perspectives based on new discoveries or coming to new information or understandings. Because without certain information, it's hard to make an accurate choice in these matters. I don't know if I've really answered your question in the way you want me to, though.
I think we have. I think what we can agree on is that it's something outside of us, something we don't get to choose on a whim. Like aesthetics is something like, I have a gut reaction and that defines it, right? Like, what
I don't know if I agree that it's outside of us. I'm not sure about that because I think there are so many, quandaries out there that make it very, very difficult to determine, what is moral in a certain
I think what he means by it's outside of you is morality existed before you were born. Morality will exist after you die.
Yes, but what is that, right? Like, so if you look at, let's take animals, for instance. I used to have a kitty named Mr. Ravage, and he's a good boy, and he was my prisoner. I would not allow him to leave, and he didn't really want to leave. There were a couple times when he got out and would come back without even leaving the porch. But some would say it would be immoral to keep an animal against their will in a home, and others
would be a human.
It certainly would be, and so they have an argument there. I would not deny that they have an argument. But on the other hand, others might say that, well, if you didn't keep the kitty, he might die in the wilderness, and so by extending his life, you're doing a moral thing by keeping the kitty around for a longer period of time.
It was for his own good.
Presumably keeping him happy. I'm not saying one position is right or the other. I'm just putting two different positions out, and both sides would believe that they have the moral side.
Right. Because most people will want to claim that whatever they support is the moral thing.
So which one's moral in that case? What does morality have to say about that situation?
That's a very good question, but I think a lot of people get ethic and moral confused.
I might be confusing them. How would that apply here?
Well, no, I'm not saying that you are confusing them. I'm saying that most people
confuse
ethic and moral.
If morality is out there, then there must be a moral choice. Maybe it's not that clear to us, but what is that choice?
Dividing it into three categories will help here. So there's things that are morally positive, neutral, and negative. And I would say that morally positive things like giving to the poor or standing up for a good cause are purely aesthetic, and so there is no objective outside of yourself thing. But as far as morally negative things, I think this is where the confusion comes in, and this was my point, is that while we do get to choose what we think morally positive things are, but we don't get to choose what morally negative things are. And so defending against morally negative actions, you know, is universally something that ought to be done because you're stopping a moral negative, which would be like if I were to stop somebody from stealing from another person. But if I were to give charity, that's just a purely aesthetic choice.
I agree with that.
855-450-FREE. Thanks, Pizza Guy. Appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. Maybe we can talk further about morality here in a few moments. I'm certainly no expert, but I don't know if I agree that it exists outside of us. I think there's a lot of cases where it's not very clear at all. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. We give them away to you. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you may shop with us. You can do that over at shop.freetalklive.com. And gosh, it sure makes a difference when you do. You can go through Amazon. You can go through Newegg. I actually got some computer parts the other night. Last night, actually, through Newegg, I'm going to do a little upgrade on my home theater PC, and I got what I consider to be a decent deal. I'm always a fan of Newegg's selection and their reviews. So if you want to send a percentage or two of your sale to Free Talk Live, just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. When you go through Newegg, it's like 1%, maybe 2%. If you go through the Amazon links at shop.freetalklive.com, it's maybe 7 to 8% of most products except for electronics. So thank you for shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Before we go back to the phones here, the post on our Facebook page from John T. Kennedy. He says, morality is independent of our opinions, not independent of our existence. And I don't know if I agree, because I don't know if I agree with the idea that there is this morality out there, that there's this, you know, secret code that we've been trying to unearth all these years and kind of figuring out bit by bit.
I don't know. Are you suggesting that it was written in the universe somewhere?
Well, that, no. Wouldn't that be kind
no,
of what the
No, it
suggestion
wouldn't
is?
Necessarily be that. It is a way to universally treat people that is universally right. That's all. It doesn't have to be written in the core
of
a star
someplace.
Well, that
makes it sound very simple, right? Okay, so I'm not saying it was like a star thing. I'm just saying if it's outside of our opinions, if it's outside of us, our thinking minds, then it must exist in the universe.
No,
right?
It's an efficient way to deal with people. It's the most morality is the most efficient way to deal with people. Now, there are times when you can skirt the moral code and do better simply because other people are using the moral code. However, you skirt it enough, and people are going to decide you're an immoral
Look,
person.
Morality
and
isn't all about
you.
Efficiency necessarily. It's about right and wrong.
Right.
And each individual makes their own value judgments based on what they think
Just
is
Just because
right
they're making
wrong.
Value judgments doesn't make them correct.
Okay, so now
it is universally accepted that rape and murder are always wrong.
Mostly, unless you're a psychopath.
Killing isn't.
Unless you're a psychopath, they probably wouldn't necessarily agree with that. But look, I'm not going to quibble with you over big things like murder and rape. I think you're right. Most people do accept that it is immoral to do those things. It's an agreement between people because it's efficient, because you don't want to get killed yourself or raped yourself. You don't do those same things to others, and therefore humanity can prosper and go on. But then you get down into the, you get bogged down into the weeds. I'll give you an example. Today, I had a ridiculous conversation on the Freekeen from Free Staters group, which I've been unbanned from, by
the way.
Why
do you even go in that group?
Because it's fascinating. It's like watching a train wreck.
He has lots of time during the day not calling radio stations.
You can do things while you're on hold, Mark. Thank you very much. I've been calling plenty of stations. So anyway, there was a discussion that was had about the use of video cameras. And one of the people in this group, after some back and forth with him, I got him to admit that he thinks of video cameras as though they are a gun being pointed at someone.
Well, he said that that taking somebody's video out on a public street is
tantamount.
Using force on them the same as using a gun or something
like that. He believes that a video camera, that you going on the street and pointing a video camera at somebody else on the street and then taking that video and putting it on YouTube without their permission is using force against that person. Okay. And he believes that that's immoral.
But he's wrong. You see?
That's your opinion.
No, it's not. It has to be applicable because, you know, look, man, are you telling me that every time I pull out a camera, every time I use it, I've got to get some kind of signed waiver release from
people?
It's
a ridiculous viewpoint.
It is.
We don't agree with it.
No,
but
it's not a we situation. He's just wrong. Mm-hmm. People can be wrong
about
morality.
But he would say the same thing about you. He would say that it's immoral
that
for you
make
to
him
take
right.
His, excuse me, I get what you're saying, but his opinion is as valid as your opinion is. From his perspective, you are violating something. I don't know what it is exactly, but his privacy, which he shouldn't have because he's in public. I agree with you, Mark, but from his perspective,
yes.
You're doing something without his consent. You're utilizing his image, his visage, without his consent on your video, even though it's your video camera. He believes he has some control over
it. That's the point I was trying to make, that we're unearthing all the time what the truth is and what it isn't. Mm-hmm. This guy's clear that the chattel slavery is wrong. Because
I don't know. I haven't asked him about
probably
that.
The truth. There are very few people living in the geographic area known as the United States that believe that chattel slavery as it existed in this country in the 1860s is correct. Now, you know, so that guy's learned that lesson. He's a little behind on the rhetorical arguments behind videotaping in public, and there's some confusion as far as people owning their images and intellectual property, and I can forgive him. The simple fact that he or other people don't know, or I don't know what something is morally true or false, we're all on a discovery path, and he's simply going to find that out at some point, or he's going to die. Those are his choices.
And some people just like to say such and so is immoral because they feel really strongly about the thing. So to put across how strong they feel, they say it's immoral.
Well, right.
Some
they
people
feel
would
hurt.
Say it's immoral for somebody that doesn't want government to exist to then drive on the roads. It's immoral, Ian, for you to drive on the roads when you don't want there to be a government.
Yeah, I mean, look, we disagree with the perspective of these people, right? But those people exist, and they, you know, their opinions in some cases are backed by force,
yes.
And they're willing to use force against you to prove that they're right. And all I'm saying is it's not crystal clear, right? Morality is not crystal clear to people out there, and even to me, it's not always crystal clear.
I don't think anybody said that it's crystal clear.
Okay.
We've just said that it's universal. Or I have said that it's universal.
The gold nuggets, to which I referred earlier, exist in the ground before you dig them up.
Mm-hmm.
So once you dig them up, they still exist. You're simply looking for the gold nuggets of truth out there as far as morality goes. The simple fact that somebody online disagreed that it is moral to take pictures out in public does not make that any more or
is
less
true. Is it immoral
true
for you to keep your dog at home? Your dog, Honey, Mark, is that immoral for you to imprison her there?
I think that there are people that agree and disagree, and what that really comes...
What's the nugget of truth?
I don't know. The simple fact that I don't know what the nugget of truth is doesn't mean that the nugget of truth doesn't exist, Ian. That's the point that I'm trying to make to you. I believe it is moral because I am keeping Honey safe. However, I believe that Honey is a dum-dum compared to me. And, sorry, I don't treat her as though she has the same rights. I don't live in the world where we don't live in
but
the world where
most people would agree that it's immoral to beat Honey.
I don't know what people would agree or...
Don't you think most people would agree with that?
Ian,
was it immoral for you to eat sushi tonight?
Some could argue that it would have been immoral to kill the fish in the first place. That,
some could.
Yeah.
This is the difficulty in surrounding animal rights. That doesn't mean that there's not a truth out there. The simple fact that we're having a discussion...
Now you are arguing that truth exists in the universe.
Haven't I always said
that? No, you were arguing against that a few minutes ago.
What are you talking about?
He didn't say it was necessarily in the universe. He says it's there.
It's either inside you or it's not.
It exists in language because we have to parse it out. But there are truths, whether they are physical, scientific truths or whether they are sort of universal truths.
Okay.
And I would even go so far as to suggest that morality may not apply to an alien species that we haven't met. I don't know them.
Let's go to Chris in Oklahoma City listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Chris.
What's up, dude?
Chris, you're on the air.
Hi. So the whole spanking issue, I just wanted to go out and say, it was that last guy was talking about Stockholm Syndrome or something. Actually, quite the contrary. My parents used it rather effectively, and I go to the supermarket watching some of these kids hold their parents hostage. I think, you know, every now and then, using the hand wouldn't hurt.
So how do you feel that kids are holding their parents hostage in the supermarket? Can you give me an example?
Oh, you know, like they'll be screaming their heads off, you know, demanding this or that.
Well, wait, do you think it's an effective way to get kids to stop screaming by hitting them?
Whoa. I'm not saying, you know, backhand them across the face. But, you know, if, you know, they have to know that there's some sort of physical consequence because, you know, sometimes these kids are just too young to be negotiated with.
So what if science said that that timeouts were more effective than even for 2 and 3 year olds more effective than spanking? Would you be willing to accept that?
Of course, but I'd have to see that. I haven't heard that report, and I'm not disregarding it. But Hans speaking off of his personal experience.
Yeah, it sounds as though the children holding the parents hostage in the supermarket, the kids are throwing temper tantrums. My grandmother said that I threw one because I realized it didn't work. She just let me stand there and scream. I screamed for about 3 minutes and realized I wasn't going to get my way. I never threw another one.
You wanted a reaction. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Thanks, Chris. More coming up.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.